I've had many media inquiries about my intentions and National's leadership change. National is setting up its leadership team now to win the next election and several elections after that. My top priority is to achieve an experienced and united team with a caucus committed to the leadership's direction. There's been much media speculation, polling and talkback calling about National's leadership change. But now it's the MP's turn, it is they who decide, and they're just getting started. I've spoken to 31 MPs today, 23 of them had not been approached about the leadership. It's time now for the caucus to think seriously through its principles, its direction, the country's need for good government, and then select the team that will take us there. I intend to be part of that debate, because that debate is almost more important than who the leader is. I'm open to the idea that an uncontested leadership may be in the best interests of the party, but I intend to continue to talk to my colleagues and make that decision later. The caucus is still adjusting to Don Brash's unexpected resignation, but I sense today there is a will to get down to the serious business of picking National's leadership team for the next two or three elections. Much as the media is infallible, it is not their job to announce or anoint the team. National is a party of diversity and debate, and I can expect to continue to play a constructive part in this leadership debate.
When will you make a decision on whether you're contesting?
That'll be for a matter for discussion with my colleagues.
Isn't this a time, though, to show leadership and put your name forward if you want to stand?
You are effectively named.
Well, there's a desire on the part of the wider party to have a smooth transition for leadership. It's just as important on the way through that National puts together a team that is going to be able to not just win an election, but to govern in a sustainable way after that for several elections. That's not a matter that you can resolve 24 hours after the unexpected resignation of Dr. Brash.
Do you think John Key has got the numbers and will be inevitably appointed as the leader on Monday?
It may well be that he's appointed as the leader on Monday. There's been a lot of speculation about the numbers. Many MPs have not been engaged in a discussion about leadership yet.
Would you be happy to be deputy? Have you thought about that as an option?
I wouldn't rule anything out. I see there's been speculation that I've ruled that out. What is most important here is that National gets together a team that is going to lead through the election and beyond the election.
So what can we say about your position today then? Are you putting your name forward or are you not?
My position, as I stated it yesterday, was that I'd talk to my colleagues before I made a decision about whether I would contest the leadership. Today I haven't changed that position.
Well, you've spoken to 31 of your colleagues. I mean, how many do you have to speak to before you decide?
Well, a significant number of them, over 20 of them, had not been approached about the leadership. So they clearly need time to think about it. They're taking it seriously. They're not going to open the newspaper and decide that it's all over, because what is to be decided here is the leadership and the team and the way it all fits together. And it's vital that we get that right now, because it won't be changing for a long time.
Of the 21, how many have made up their minds?
Oh, look, I wouldn't want to comment on that.
Had some made up their minds, or had they indicated to you?
No, I think it's just an indication that media speculation about numbers hasn't been correct. But the more important point is that I think demonstrates that the caucus is just getting started on the substantive discussion about the National Party leadership. Many of them have been reluctant to be part of a discussion about the leadership while Don Brash was there and while they supported him.
When you say media speculation hasn't got the numbers correct, does that indicate that maybe John Key doesn't have the numbers? Because that's certainly what the speculation is.
Oh, no, I think it indicates that now it's the task of the National MPs to sort it out. I don't think there's much doubt about where the mood is going. That's why I've made the point that I'm open to the idea of an uncontested leadership, but I think this has to be thought through properly. It's not just a matter of public polls. This is a serious political party that intends to be a long-term government of New Zealand.
If it's an uncontested leadership, Mr. Indish, if it's uncontested, will you therefore put your name forward to be deputy as a hypothetical situation?
Look, I wouldn't rule anything out. we have just begun the discussion within the party about what is the right team in leadership, and just as important is what direction that's going to take us in.
Why do you think we need that change in this election, and perhaps when we took them to the worst election of the country?
Well, I haven't made that claim.
Would you like to be the leader?
That's a matter. I'm discussing with my colleagues whether they want to have a choice or not have a choice. It's a constructive debate. It's not a divisive one, and National MPs are getting into the business end of it.
Well, it sounds as though to me that you're actually putting your hand up. And that's what you're effectively saying.
Even if you don't go to caucus on Monday because you make a decision that you can't get the numbers, you are putting your hands up and saying you want to know if they're going to vote for you.
Well, if I wanted to know whether they vote for me, I'd ask for them. I'd ask them that. I'm just making it plain what my position is. What's that?
When you're making the phone calls, we're just simply paying the ride the land, and you're actually actively lobbying them, of course.
Well, that's a matter for discussion between myself and my colleagues. But what I see there is a very positive outlook where people, where the MPs now want to get to grips with the serious business of putting together the leadership of the National Party for the best part of the next decade.
Surely, if you got your idea this morning amongst your MPs that you had enough support, you would have boxed down these stairs and faced all of us and said, "I'm going to put my name forward." You haven't got the support, have you?
I haven't been seeking the support. I've been talking with my colleagues about the best process for National to get settled leadership with strong support. And a caucus very much committed to that leadership.
That's it what doesn't look very decisive, does it, though?
Trying to destabilise John Key.
No.
What's this about?
I'm just making plain the position has been a lot of interest. I've had literally hundreds of media inquiries in the last 12 hours. So I'm just outlining my position today.
Do you think John Key has the experience to lead the National Party?
Oh, look, John Key would make a fine Prime Minister. Clearly, you can't have the experience that you have if you've been in Parliament a long time. That is a matter that the caucus will consider when they are thinking about how to put together a team to lead National.
Is he offering the finance job if you don't contest the leadership?
Look, I wouldn't want to make any comment on that. Those matters will all be discussed over the next couple of days. Bear in mind, it's less than 24 hours since John Bush resigned.
And you've only got 48 hours to make up your mind and make a stand.
Well, and the MPs, I think, are... You know, they're aware of that. They've got an unexpected resignation. They've got a deadline set for Monday. It's a pretty serious business to get to grips with getting it right, because we can't look at changing the...
Will the release of the Nicky Hargis book and the allegations of that have any influence on the decision?
Oh, look, you'd have to ask the MPs. I don't have any credibility to Nicky Hargis' book, and I doubt that many MPs will. I suppose they'll read it. And
can you expect much support, though, because there's an email in there from you criticising a number of front benchers. Judith Collins, unfortunately high estimation of her own comfort, of her own abilities. Catherine Rich has been oversold. I mean, how can you expect their support?
Look, I'm sure the book has got emails that show the robust debate that goes on within any political party, and I'm not at all concerned about that.
But it does indicate that if you were leader, that you'd have a shake-up of both those shadow cabinets and also key advisers.
Oh, look, I'm not going to speculate about that at all. We're in the early stages of the leadership discussion within the caucus.
Have you talked to Mr. Key and asked him for it?
No, I have not asked him.
Are you planning to in the next...
Oh, I'm absolutely sure we'll be having discussions in the next 48 hours.
Do you think you've got a chance to be leader again?
Look, that's a matter for the caucus to decide. As of right now, I haven't made a decision about whether I'll be contesting leadership.
Do you intend to try and curb Mr. McCullough's influence, as the email suggests?
Well, you encourage it, Vernon. Look, those are all matters that will be talked about. It's certainly an opportunity right now to get together the kind of stable team that can lead National for a long time with strong support from the caucus. That's what we're after. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.